started the operation early in the morning. They are searching houses and have armored vehicles and helicopters in the area. More than 2 million people live in the Shiite slum. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have been fighting with Shiite militia groups there for almost 2 months. The two groups agreed on a ceasefire a week ago, and so far the effort to secure the area has been a relatively peaceful one. The U.S. Army says Iraqi troops are leading the operation and that U.S. forces are only playing a supportive role. The presence of the troops continues to cause major obstacles for people who live there, however. Some residents report two-hour waits to get through checkpoints in and out of the neighborhood. Katie Adun, NPR News, Baghdad.
A man held for years at the Guantanamo Bay prison will be on Capitol Hill today. German-born Murat Kurnaz was declared an enemy combatant. He was held at the prison for nearly 4 years, even though U.S. investigators could not tie him to al-Qaeda. He was released only after Germany's chancellor made a personal plea to President Bush. Kurnaz told CBS 60 Minutes he was tortured at Guantanamo. He'll be telling his story to a House panel today. Oil prices have been holding steady in Asia after closing above $127 a barrel for the first time yesterday. This is NPR. New York Congressman Vito Fasella has decided not to seek re-election after damaging revelations about a child from an extramarital affair. The 43-year-old Republican has admitted to fathering a daughter with a Virginia woman. The information came to light after he was arrested last month on drunken driving charges. According to a new study, many states will have a hard time meeting the math and reading goals of the No Child Left Behind law. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The states are now midway between passage of No Child Left Behind in 2002 and the 2014 goal. But the Center on Education Policy says half the states still have more than half the distance to go before all students are proficient in reading and math. California, for example, has only moved from 14% of students passing to 24% passing in the last 6 years. Those students will face rapidly escalating expectations if they are to move to 100% in the remaining time. Jack Jennings, president of the center, says these states are now on the hook for what he called the academic equivalent of a mortgage payment that is about to balloon beyond their ability to pay. The Education Department has continued to voice confidence that states will reach the goal of proficiency for all students by 2014. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Red Sox lefty John Lester pitched his first complete major league game last night, and it was one for the record books. He tossed a no-hitter, the 18th in Red Sox history. He struck out 9 and walked 2 in a 7-0 rout of Kansas City. And Lester's a cancer survivor. He was diagnosed mid-season in 2006. Last October, he was the winning pitcher in the Red Sox World Series clincher against Colorado. I'm Jean Cochran in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from PBS, presenting Depression, Out of the Shadows, stories of people battling this complex but treatable disease, tomorrow night at 9 Eastern on PBS.
Good morning, I'm Mike Sola. It's 46 degrees on Friends Plaza. We have some clear skies overhead, at least in portions of central and southern Illinois, northeastern Illinois, all across Indiana. The clouds remain quite thick, and there are a few scattered showers still remaining and far southeastern Indiana, but they will fade away as we get into the mid-morning hours. The little disturbance bringing that round of showers is, again, cycling through. There will be another disturbance, and all that is a little pocket of cooler air, not really all the way down to the surface, but it comes in the mid-range or the mid-levels of the atmosphere and is quite likely to trigger a few showers, especially this afternoon. Right now, the disturbance that we're watching for the afternoon showers is across northern Wisconsin. And again, rotating around, and we've heard this term before, the polar vortex. Temperatures remain below or at the freezing mark across a large portion of eastern Canada and in through the northern plain states, the western Great Lakes. And again, as that pocket of cool air circulates through, keeps the cloud cover intact across our area and also brings the few showers that we'll pick up here and there over the next, it looks like 24 hours. We should start to work towards the getting the polar vortex to move a little bit further to the east and maybe not influencing our weather so much. Temperatures across the Midwest, relatively cool. Again, it is 30 degrees at International Falls, Minnesota right now, 42 degrees at Minneapolis-St. Paul, Well, we're not much warmer. 46 degrees on Friends Plaza in Lafayette, Indiana, as far as the reporting stations for Illinois and Indiana. Was the cool spot, and they're only at 43 degrees. The mildest temperature in far southern Illinois, 59 degrees at Metropolis. Only a few locations reporting light rain, including Shelbyville, Indiana, and areas across southwestern Ohio down to around Cincinnati. There's a bigger area of rain through the mid-Atlantic states, covering a good portion of Virginia and in through Maryland and all the way up into southern Pennsylvania. And even some snow in the higher elevations of the western and western New York and far northwestern Pennsylvania and some of the higher elevations there. They picked up snow yesterday, and they're picking up some snow right now. Very little weather to the west of us. The big dome of heat that brought record high temperatures from northern and central California across Nevada, well, that's starting to shrink and push a little bit